Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I am your host, Codust, and we have our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene. How are you, Miss Jolene?
Hello, Codust. How are you today?
I'm fine, Jolene. The board acts like it's actually working better today. It's like, man, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Maybe they've got things straightened out. I know our intro song was messed up, and then I was having trouble getting up on there. So we've only got a 30-minute show. We are live at the Bread of Life, and welcome to the show. Pioneer Paula, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Sarah has found home for a bunch of these little kittens, and I have been cleaning my pussy so they can go to a new home.
Oh, that's so nice, Paul. I'm glad they found the home.
Well, most of them. There's an ass today.
Right.
God, it'd be so hard for me to let them go.
I've already got, you know what I'm saying? I spent $20 on cat food.
We've actually, like I say, we've only got a 30-minute show, so we're going to get started with our birthdays. First birthday that we have today is Dakota Thacker. Dakota is with the band Nothing Venture. A big happy birthday to you, Dakota. Veronica Livermore, happy birthday to you. Miss Bobby Hoskins down there in Bell County, Pineville, Kentucky. Love you, Miss Bobby, with all my heart. Christina Vetter, happy birthday. Rob Mulligan, happy birthday. Indigo Pakasing, I think that's how she says her name. Big happy birthday to you, and a big happy birthday to Paul Wayne Powers, the father of my children. And that is my Facebook family and friends' birthday. Miss Jolene, do you happen to have any?
No, I don't have any today.
And Pioneer Paula, do you happen to have any birthdays today?
Yeah, I'm friends with the father of your sons, too. I'd like to wish him a happy birthday. And I'm older than he is. I'm still older than
you. Oh, well, Paula, he's actually 64 today. So
well, I'm going to be 65, so yeah, I ain't got a year on him.
I'll tell him that, Paula. He just got back yesterday. He stayed up there a week in New Jersey with his Marine Corps buddy. And so a big happy birthday to Doc today. Today is Doc's birthday that they were in Marine Corps together. So Harry's his real name, but we call him Doc. That is it, I guess, on our birthdays, famous birthdays. We have Audrey Hepburn. Audrey Hepburn was born on this day in 1929 and passed away in 1993. Then we have Randy Travis. Randy Travis is 57 years old today. Happy birthday to Randy Travis. A day in history. On this day in 1994, Rabin and Arafat signed accord for Palestine self-rule, whatever that means. I have no idea. It's like, I have no idea what that is. Question of the day. I don't think anybody has answered the question of the day. Oh, yes, they did. John Birnbach answered the question of the day. I'm sorry, John. Forgot about you. What is the primary psychoactive substance found in cannabis? John Birnbach says Delta 9 tetracannabinol. Is that what is that how you say that word? I don't even know how you say that word.
Short of THC. Yes, THC.
Absolutely, Jolene. It's short for THC. I'm going to learn how to say that word, though, because I like that big, long word. Just like I like
I can
the cannabinoid.
I can pronounce it when I'm, I can say it when I'm looking at it.
Right, right. I'm like, yes, sometimes I just have to play the Google thing to let it tell me how to say it. THC was the correct answer. Thank you so much, John, for that. Big shout out to Luke Webinga, Caleb Smith, Brent and Sherry Goss, John Katalinski, Robin, Kentucky Blue Blood. Don't know if anybody's in the chat box. Big shout out to you all. Occupy Kentucky. Big shout out to you guys also. And everybody else that's out there listening and things. Thank you all so much. We appreciate it. And sharing the show. We appreciate everybody. Weather. It's actually still rainy. Partly cloudy. I'm going to say it's probably about 60-something. I have no idea. Miss Jolene, what is the weather where you're at?
It is 73 and sunny.
Oh, wow. Pioneer Paula, what's the weather where you're at today?
69 and partly sunny. We had a little bit of spitting rain, but never did make my grass grow a lot. That was...
Right. What did you say the temperature was where you're at, Jolene? I'm sorry.
73.
I always write all that down, believe it or not. I don't know why I'm writing it all down.
Feels
I'm figuring one day.
Very warm, I guess, with the dry climate. And Kentucky Blue Blood is in the chat room.
Oh, thank you so much, Kentucky Blue Blood, for being in there listening in. We appreciate it. There is a big rally at 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock tonight in Lexington, Kentucky, right around the corner from me. Bernie Sanders is going to be around here. People have been, they opened the doors there just a few minutes ago at 4 o'clock. So if you're a Bernie fan, get down to Lexington because Bernie's going to be down here after a while. I'd say he's done already here, but he actually won't get in there till 7, they say. So 4 o'clock. The doors just opened for all the Bernie supporters. News. I don't know if any news. Let me see if I can find us some news. The top U.S. intelligence officials, ISIS has capacity for Paris-style attack in the USA. Anybody know anything about that?
What's
An
that?
Hour ago. This is from Time Magazine. There's something we worry about a lot in the United States. The director of the National Intelligence, James Clapper, he's got a funny last name. James Clapper said ISIS is capable of attacking the U.S. using similar strategies as the group did in an attack on Paris and Brussels within the past 6 months. According to Clapper in the interview, he said there's something we worry about a lot in the United States, and we could conquer up a raid like they did in Paris or Brussels. ISIS claimed responsibility for the November attacks in Paris. ISIS, yeah, I'm sorry. I call them ISIS. Sorry. November attacks that left 130 people dead. And the March attacks on Brussels subway and airport that killed more than 30 people and injured 300. I'd say it's coming. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Most Android owners are still using old operating systems. Chances are you're not running the latest version of Google's Android platform on your smartphones, and you may be for a long time. Google this week released its monthly update about how many users worldwide are running the different versions of its mobile operating system. The company revealed that just 7.5% of Android devices are running on its latest version, Marshmallow. I bet you I ain't running on the Marshmallow either. I wasn't even aware of it. Was you, Jolene?
Hell no, I haven't even heard of it before. I have no idea what it is.
Yeah, I think we're probably still on a gingerbread app or a lollipop app. Well, it says the lollipop. Meanwhile, more than 35% of users are running the Android Lollipop, which premiered in 2014. And another 32.5% are running the nearly three-year-old Android 4.4 KitKat. So, well, why ain't we running the... I want to be running the marshmallow. You know, I feel like I should be running the marshmallow. Man, I mean, my phone ain't even a year old yet. You know, I don't know if the marshmallow is going to be any better than the lollipop, but no. Let's see. Two executives who build Tulsa's car are leaving the company. We don't know anything about that. I'm not seeing anything else. I'm not seeing no news. Events. Oh, events. Forgot. Hang on, we're trying to get to the events. All of a sudden now my phone don't want to operate right. Hang on, folks. We'll get to the events in just a second. The events. The drum circle, community drum circle, is at Woodland Park, 601 East High Street in Lexington. Starts at 7:30 tonight till 9:30. I guess that's going to be a every weekly thing because this is the second weekend. Oh, look at this guy. This guy's got a Spectrum Tree shirt on. I love that band. That's a good band. Spectrum. I know every one of them guys. That is a good band. There is about three or four of those guys in that band. This guy's got a... Yeah, that's a bad band. I love every one of them guys. That's a nice shirt. Love that shirt. Let's see. We have Gypsy Carnival that's going on Friday. Gypsy Carnival is the Driftwood Gypsies. They're going to be at Al's Bar on 601 North Limestone in Lexington. That is Friday, May the 6th. Saturday, May the 7th, and Sunday, May the 8th, from 7 o'clock till 2 a.m. in the morning, they're saying. There is a libertarian leadership training that is going on at King's. This is Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5, Kingsgate Marriott at the University of Cincinnati. That is 151 Goodman Street in Cincinnati, Kentucky. The Trucker Hat Coalition at the Gypsy Carnival weekend at Al's Bar. They're going to be there Saturday from 7 till 8. The Trucker Hat Coalition, that's a pretty good band. I like those guys. Out there in Arizona with Miss Stacy Tice, May the 7th, the Phoenix Global Marijuana March is happening Saturday at 7:20 at Steel Indian School Park, 300 East Indian School Road, Phoenix, Arizona. I'll be at this one on May the 12th. May the 12th at Cosmic Charlie's, 388 Woodland Avenue in Lexington. 10 o'clock that night, Jelly Road. Jelly Road's going to be live. I haven't got the date confirmed. Just, I think it's June the 2nd, but I'm not for sure, so don't hold me to that. But on June the 2nd, George Clinton is coming to Louisville. So George Clinton's going to be in Louisville. That'll be a good show right there. Waddy Stock, we're going to be talking about that. May the 13th, Waddy Stock. It's May the 13th through Sunday, May the 15th. It's in Waddy, Kentucky. It's the Spring Fest. They're going to have all weekend camping, fishing, and good times. Redstone Band, Lane, Dallas Cole Band, Borderline South is just to name a few, and there is more to be added, they said, to come. So a lot of good things to be doing. A lot of things to do up there. Like I say, we are live at the Bread of Life today. Live here with these beautiful folks here. Oh, my, I went to the wrong page. Wrong page. Sorry about that. I was actually trying to get back up on the Blog Talk Radio page. Paula, what's happening in your area?
Getting rid of cats.
Do what?
opposite, getting rid of these kittens, what I'm doing right now.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, did he? Oh, I have no idea. That would be a good one to see, though, George Clinton. He wanted to know if Bill Clinton was going to be with George and play the saxophone. Do what, Jolene?
I didn't say anything. I don't know.
Oh. That's funny. We got 4 minutes before we play our song. 4 minutes. 4 minutes, ladies. Man, I've got to get us some more songs up on there. It's official, they said. I've just lost it. They said it's official, and it's kind of weird. Now I've already lost it. But they're saying that it's official that Prince did die of pneumonia. Did anybody else hear that yet?
No.
I'm sure
it had nothing to do with the overdose.
Wait just a minute. Okay, I'm sorry. I was wrong. It's official. Prince died from pharmaceutical opiate addiction. Chalk another one up for the pharmaceutical companies. Rest in peace, Prince. So I'm sorry. He died from, they are saying it's been confirmed that he did die from pharmaceutical opiate addiction. Now, I wouldn't
say
that he's addicted.
Which means the overdose.
Right.
Sure he was. Of course he was addicted. It's the same deal that happened with Michael Jackson. Same kind of stuff, just maybe a different drug. Just a different drug.
Well, the former Franklin County constable and private investigator, Thomas Bantha, 67 years old, he's been indicted and charged on promoting prostitution, kidnapping a minor, and 3 counts of impersonating officers. I mean, this one girl, he has been lodged. He's in the custody of the Franklin County Regional Jail. He's held on 2 bonds of $25,000 each, which is a total of $50,000 full cash bond. He was indicted on Monday of promoting prostitution, kidnapping a minor, and 3 counts of impersonating a police officer. Larry, I know this guy well, Commonwealth Attorney Larry Cleveland in Frankfort, Kentucky down there, he said the request for the investigation stemmed from a woman who contacted him and said that she had information she wanted to share about criminal activity. Cleveland, which is Larry Cleveland, said it was not the first time he had heard of such allegations. But Beckner said this time more evidence was provided to them regarding the allegations. So they done a search warrant obtained for his residence. Cell phone and computers were a large amount of forensic evidence was reported obtained. This one woman said that she told the investigators when she was a cheerleader in the 8th grade, he was a football coach, that he had been operating a prostitute for him. She had been operating as a prostitute for him for years. Can you believe that? They were paid anywhere from $50 to $500. And they were having 15 to 20 men a day in a single day in sexual acts.
So he was into prostitution and kidnapped a child. So is he prostituting children?
Well, this one girl said she was in 8th grade when she started working for him, Jolene. She called him boss and things, you know. So they were working. I mean, you know, yes. I mean, I don't know if he was actually kidnapping them. I mean, he's been indicted on 1 count of kidnapping a 17-year-old. So, I mean, there's a 17-year-old that says that he kidnapped her. But, you know, the thing about this, when I first read about this, you'd be surprised that if a lot of big politicians' names don't come out to be the ones that they were selling these young girls to, because I know a lot of lawyers' names that I've already heard and judges' names been told to the grapevine to me. That's who they were giving these young girls. Yeah, that's who they were selling these girls to, with our local politicians. Don't be surprised, people. I don't know if we'll get to hear about it or not. But we're actually going to have to stop and take a break. Are you ready, Paula? I guess she's ready.
I sure am.
There she is. There she is.
I'm waiting.
All right. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Mueller at Odell Town, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. And we'll be back in 2:26. Take us away, Miss Jolene.
Puff, puff, puff.
They're getting off of work. I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour. I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere and 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. For today, life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die. Stress, I learned to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, and that was fear. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer.
Yeehaw. What a good, good song that is. We love that song. Love that song. All right, ladies. I bet we've actually only got 7 minutes left in the show, but where I'm at Bread of Life, we're going to end the show early and things so I can get back here and help and things. And like I say, I will get our birthday song and some more songs up on there before we can play some music again. But we'll be back tomorrow with another 30-minute show. Everybody have a good evening. God bless. Love you, ladies. And Miss Jolene's going to take us away.
Here we go. Bye-bye, everybody. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sewing and a little bit of reaping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.